Love Abraham, author of I Am My Body Not, and publisher of Transdermal Magnesium Therapy. It was written by Mark Circus. Today, it is my great honor and privilege to have with us an author of a book called Living Clay, Perry A. And I'd like to welcome you, Perry.
Thank you, Adam. I'm looking forward to an opportunity to share some of the wonderful attributes of clay.
Well, you know, that's a great place to start. What's so special about clay that should make us change our perception about that?
Well, clay is made by Mother Earth. It's not made in a pharmacy. You can't patent it. It's a natural substance. It's the burnout ash from a volcano many, many years ago. It burnt out all the organic matter. Clay is in and of itself inorganic, inert, and it's very pure, and it has an extremely high negative ionic charge. So what it does, this negative ionic charge, gives clay, and right now I'm going to talk about a bentonite clay. Bentonite clay, your smectite family, montmorillonite family of clays, is the only clay that has the ability to adsorb and absorb.
Okay.
And most clays absorb, but they don't have the capacity to adsorb. And we're talking about living clay today. And what makes it a living clay is because there's a layer of these negative ionic charges around the outside of the clay molecule that have the ability to throw off a negative ion and take unto itself a positive and carry that out of the body, off the body, however. And this ability is called adsorption. It's sort of like things Velcro to it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, your positive charged ions are what are considered your disease, your virus, your fungus, your bacteria.
Okay.
So this is how clay works. Now, the person who told me about clay knows very little about how it works, and he's been using clay for 20 years. His theory is, I don't care how it works. I'm not a scientist. I'm not going to try to get down into the whys and the where. I just know it works, and I know it's safe.
Mm-hmm.
And that's his philosophy on clay. Native American Indians used it for years. It was one of the natural healing things. They would eat poison berries when the food supply was short, nuts and acorns, and they would dip it into the clay. And there's been an article in National Geographic about the parrots in South America, I believe it's Venezuela, who the National Geographic photographers would see them eating these berries they knew were poisonous, and they couldn't figure out why it didn't kill the parrots, these macaws. And they would follow them, and they would go to these chalk cliffs on the side of a hill, and they were eating the cliffs, and it was bentonite hills, bentonite cliffs. So they're eating the bentonite clay to counteract the poison.
So basically, anything that is positively charged in terms of ions, would that be considered toxic, or is that something even different?
Well, it does draw toxins. It draws toxins to it, and many of the toxins have bacteria in them, the viruses in them, mm-hmm. Or they create that. The toxins, a lot of chemicals, radiation. Clay draws radiation. At Chernobyl, the Russians dumped bentonite clay into the nuclear reactor when they had the meltdown, and the Russian soldiers made chocolate candy with clay in it to give to the children to help them get the radiation out of their system.
So in essence, by what is actually a magnetic process, it goes through the body and draws these harmful components out of us?
Yes. It can draw several ways. It can draw through the digestive tract. It could draw through the skin.
Okay.
So we expel the pores on our skin as the largest breathing organism on the body. You know, when you sweat through the pores of your skin. So this is an in-and-out system that helps the body balance itself. It's called homeostasis. And the clay has that homeostasis quality of creating balance. So If you get overheated, the body has ways of sweating and releasing so it can cool itself down.
Okay.
It's about maintaining balance, and that's what the play helps the body do. It's like a catalyst that helps maintain balance, and the balance brings about an opportunity for the body to heal itself. Without this balance, things are chaotic in the system of the body, and healing can't take place. It's the body's natural job to heal itself, but it's overloaded right now, right?
Right.
We have it overloaded with toxins and things we breathe in and things we eat and chemicals that are on the foods we eat and going through a lot of radiation machines and things. So we pick up so much toxicity that the body, the kidney and the liver can't filter fast enough. So things, metals and things are stored in the body, which later develop into many times silent killers. Disease creeps in slowly.
Sure.
It's not something you notice instantly. It just builds up, it gets overload, it forms tumors, it can cause cancers, it just causes breakdown of body organs. And when I say through the skin, you can put a body wrap. Just use the hydrated clay, put it all over your body. Go out in the sunshine, in the summertime it's great. Go to the ocean, let it dry and jump in the ocean and wash off, and your skin feels baby soft. Or you can take, what I like to do is clay baths. Now, you know when you over-exercise, how your body aches?
Yes.
And they say the muscles have excreted extra amounts of acetoxylic acid that make the muscles sore.
Mm-hmm.
The clay will draw that out. I mean, I got in the yard and started gardening for the first time this spring, and I overdid it, and I had muscles I didn't know I had. I ache from the back of my neck to the tip of my toes. And I went in, I took 2 cups of powdered clay, and I sprinkled them in a clay bath. And sometimes I use the magnesium oil, and I soaked in that tub for like 15 minutes, a hot bath in that clay. And when you're in a clay bath, when you get in there and you stir the clay up, you will feel a light slickness on your skin. And you just kind of rub it off, and it goes away, and then in a little bit it comes back, and you rub it off, and you keep doing that until it doesn't come back. And that's when it's pulling things through the little pores of the skin. It's not something you notice drastically.
So in essence, when that slickness that will come out, is that basically toxins?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And it here's the thing, clay draws it to itself. So not only does it pull it out of the body, it pulls it to the clay, and it's washed out of the bathtub. It doesn't float around and get back on you or back in you.
That is way cool.
Yes, that's the neatness of clay. That's the uniqueness. I don't know of another thing that reacts quite like that. Something as simple as clay.
Yeah.
And you know, Adam, Mother Nature has known about clay a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Animals would find a clay wallow in the wild, and if they were sick or if they lacked some minerals or something, they would go and wallow in the clay, just lay and roll in it. It's so good for your skin. Itchy skin, it's instant relief. I had a child with, the mother didn't know if it was eczema or what, but he itched all the time. She said he was miserable. He couldn't sit still. He was always rubbing, scratching, itching. Put him in a clay bath, and for the first time in years, he slept through the night and he quit itching. So clay bath is part of his regime.
Are all clays equal, so to speak, in therapeutic effect?
Excellent question. No, all clays are not created equal. Each clay has its own unique fingerprint, its identity system. And all the clays have different amounts of minerals. Now, clays are made up of trace minerals. It's the fallout from a volcanic ash. It's all that's left. Everything is burnt out. And minerals are, of course, a lot of them are metals. But don't be concerned about the metals in clay, because they're in an inert, inactive state. They're in like aluminum silica oxide. It's in an oxide state, which is not absorbed by the body. So the minerals in clay are not, the metals in clay are not absorbed. A lot of people are concerned because there are some metals in clay, but they're in very minute amounts and they're not absorbed by the body. remember, it draws out, it doesn't go in. And when you take it internally, my best description is imagine a little Pac-Man. The clay holds its integrity. Though it's made up of many minerals, it acts as a clay molecule made up with all these minerals. It keeps the minerals that it has. And it's like a little Pac-Man going through. And the Indians always said the clay has a wisdom. It knows where to go and where to work. Mm-hmm. And I have seen this time and again. But it just goes through you like a little Pac-Man looking for these positive charged ions. That's all it knows. Mm-hmm. Is a positive charge ion. It's electric energy seeking this opposite energy to draw to it, and it just overpowers the other ones. The function of it is amazing. To try to understand it, I have to this day never been able to understand certain things about how the clay works. Another property of clay mm-hmm. that's very, very important is the pH of clay. Clays will range from a high 7 to 9.7 is the highest I've known. Mm-hmm. We were talking about all clays being different, mm-hmm. each having their own unique fingerprint and their own mineral composition in different percentages. There's one clay out there, a living clay, that I'm very fond of because it has a 9.7 pH. Another quality you want to look for in clay is the screen mesh, the mesh of the clay. Some clays are very coarse and gritty. So you want one that's a fine mesh. A 325 screen mesh is almost as small as it gets. It's a little too powdery and dusty if you get it smaller than that. But this clay allows it to dissolve easier, and it makes a very creamy, smooth clay. It's not gritty, and yet it still does as good or better than any of the other clays in their sort of coarse form.
Does it have a taste?
A good clay, a clay you want to take internally, should be tasteless and odorless. Mm-hmm. If it has a taste, clay absorbs very much, and it's very absorptive. If you put it in your refrigerator and leave it overnight, just a cap of the powder clay, and then mix it up, you're going to smell everything you have in your refrigerator.
Oh, okay.
So you want a clay that is odorless and tasteless. You know it's pure and it's clean and it hasn't been around anything where it's leached onto other odors and draw things to it.
So is that one sign of it having no organic particles or properties in it, the fact that it is tasteless and odorless?
That's one of the attributes of it, yes.
Okay.
Something that's organic decomposes.
Okay.
Inorganic doesn't decompose. So something that's organic, like a lot of your Dead Sea muds, for instance, mm-hmm. these are taken from the seas, and it's had a lot of the plant matter of the ocean and seas dissolved into the mud. And they usually have a very strong odor to them. But they have a lot of salt in them, so they draw. But muds dry out easily, and muds are organic. When you take mud out of its natural habitat, it begins to lose its effectiveness, its efficiency. It begins to deplete itself. So if you're at the Dead Sea and you want to take a Dead Sea bath in the mud, great. And you'll probably have a good experience. But if it's been shipped overseas, sitting on a shelf in a jar, it's not going to be as strong. Muds are organic and clays are inorganic. And that's one of the things that makes clays so safe.
I'd like to take the position of the consumer at different stages of life and just kind of visualize in what way would clay be beneficial. For example, let's just start with someone who's totally healthy.
Clay is a maintenance system for the body. It maintains balance in the body, so it's going to support the immune system and to keep you from getting toxins in you. So it's like a preventative. Another thing is Michael Abshire of author of the Healing Clay, said that clay is rich in diastase. It's an enzyme that accounts for its ability to fix free oxygen and purify and enrich the blood. So the free radicals are atoms whose electrons have been stripped. And while a certain number of them are necessary to stave off invading bacteria, too many can attack the body and cause cellular breakdown in the body. So we want to get rid of the free radicals. We want the antioxidants. So clay has that quality.
Mm-hmm.
So those are some, I call it a maintenance product. Once you get cleansed and get healthy, I take the clay every day, whether I need it or not, just for maintenance. And it doesn't take very much to maintain. When I first started taking it, I was taking it for some different, I had acid reflux. So I was taking it, I began taking it like 3 times a day, 1 or 2 ounces. And then I went down to do that for 1 to 2 weeks. Now, not only is it going to balance your system in this time and get rid of toxins, it also helps to remove internal parasites. Because the parasites like the clay, and they let go of the host wall, they go to the clay, and they're carried out of the body. However, parasites lay eggs, so you want to keep on maybe even a month of taking the clay to get rid of the eggs when they hatch out. So taking the clay on a maintenance level like that, after you have done it on a high level for a while, you can pare down. I just let my body be my guide. I listen to my body, and my body kind of tells me, you know, I'm feeling I drank coffee. I've got a little indigestion. I don't usually drink coffee. I'm going to take a sip of clay. Now, I've got to tell you, Adam, one day we entered a chili cooking contest my son-in-law had, and I had a pot of chili with extra lean ground beef, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I never made chili. It didn't have some grease standing on it.
True, yes.
There was grease in my chili, and I was not a happy camper. I took a fourth of a cup of liquid clay, and I poured it in that pot of chili, and I stirred it up, and all the grease disappeared.
Wow.
I've had tales of people telling me that clay has lowered their cholesterol, and I believe this is one of the ways, besides the antioxidant, that this works, because it's going to absorb those bad greases and keep them out of the body. Now, clay has a wisdom of its own. The Indians say this, and I've seen it time and time again. It's not going to take the good bacteria. It knows where to go and what to work on, and it goes to the worst thing and works on that. So if I'm going to go eat Italian food and have Alfredo sauce that's made of butter and a lot of rich stuff, I'm going to drink some clay before and a little bit when I get home, and then drink a little water chaser with it, because I want to absorb those bad cholesterol things and get them out of the body before it's absorbed into the body and in the bloodstream.
We're mentioning taking clay. What does that look like in terms of an amount? What are we preparing?
Okay. Well, there are many ways to take clay.
Mm-hmm.
You can take the powder and just take a teaspoon or a tablespoon, depending on the level that you're working on. If you just want to try for the first time, take a teaspoon, put it in a glass of water, stir it up, let it sit just a little while, and drink it.
Okay.
Some people do that at night, let it sit overnight, stir it again in the morning, and drink it. But when you use the powder, you want to put it like in an 8-ounce glass of water.
Okay.
Now, I prefer mixing it up ahead of time and having my batch of what I call liquid clay water.
Mm-hmm.
With this, I use the powdered clay, and it's so easy to do. You can go down and get you a bottle of water at the corner store. Get one with, you know, 18, 20 ounces of water in it.
Mm-hmm.
And for every 8 ounces of water, get you a plastic funnel, a plastic measuring spoon, and put 2 tablespoons of powdered clay for every 8 ounces of water. Put the lid on it and shake it like you're making gravy. You want to get all the lumps out. Shake it good for 10 or 15 seconds. Let it sit 5-10 minutes. Each time you use it, pick it up and shake it. Now, some sediment's going to stick on the bottom, and don't worry about it. You will see there's enough in suspension. There's plenty there to do the job. Just leave that on the bottom and don't worry about it. Now, every time you need it, you can just go by and pour a little bit in a glass and drink your clay and have a water chaser.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for some people, that doesn't sound too good. And I have to admit, I was one of the doubting Thomases. When my friend said to eat clay, eat dirt, I said, you're kidding. That's another way. You can take the already hydrated, the creamy clay, and just eat a spoonful of it. It's virtually tasteless. It's very cool when it's in your mouth, even the liquid. If you'll hold it in your mouth a minute, you will notice there is no taste.
Mm.
This is a good quality, clean clay. So it's cool. It's not salty. It's not sweet. There's just no taste to it. Mm. When you drink it, there'll be a slight chalkiness in your mouth. Take a sip of water, and that's gone. But now, if you don't like to do that, you can add it to your apple juice. You can make a smoothie, put it in your smoothie. We have some recipes on aboutclay.com, a green drink. Throw a little, you can put either the powder or the hydrated clay in that and blend it up.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you don't even know you're taking clay. Everybody has their own level.
Mm-hmm.
Because everyone's system is different. Some people may want to start higher or lower. I say listen to your body. It will tell you what you need. One of the most interesting stories, and this is one of the magical moments of clay, which there are many that I've been exposed to that I don't understand. That's the young boy that was blind. He had had a glaucoma birth defect. And when he was 7 years old, he went blind. When he got up to be about 15 or 16, he's in high school, he's in the band, he plays the harp, he plays miniature golf, he's a fascinating young boy. He started getting these pressure attacks behind his eyes that were very painful, and it would just knock him out. They would have to give him pain pills and just knock him out because the pain was so severe. The doctors operated on him 20 times, could not help it, and finally said the only thing we know to do is to remove his eyes from his sockets. Well, naturally, the parents didn't want to do that. They heard us on a radio show talking about the clay, ordered some. It got there the day he was having an attack. The father took a heaping tablespoon, put it in an 8-ounce glass of water, stirred it up, and had his son start drinking it slowly. Halfway through the glass, the pain was gone.
Mm-hmm.
A week later, he had another attack. They did the same thing. It went away. He called me, and I said, I want you to start him drinking clay 3 times a day for 2 weeks, 2 ounces 3 times a day, then start pairing off. The next week, do it 3 ounces one time, 1 ounce 3 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
Then the next week, 2 ounces a day, and just keep going until you find his maintenance level. Today, he drinks 1 ounce of clay a day. If he doesn't, he has an attack. But he's been on 1 ounce a day and hasn't had an attack for over a year.
That's amazing.
And I cannot tell you how clay does that.
That is part of what makes all this sound unlikely. But today, we understand enough about it when you can go into such factors as its pH level, the negative charge, and understand the electromagnetics that are connected to all of that, we may not be able to explain the minutiae of it, but there's enough scientific understanding of some of the properties and principles. You can anticipate some of the effects that this could have.
Right. You know, I want to explain that I'm not a doctor. I have no medical training other than I took some animal science in college and a little bit of chemistry because I had to. I don't purport to prescribe or cure or treat anyone. I just am a believer in clay. I have seen what it does, mm-hmm. and I just share stories about clay.
One thing I've run across in some of our travels, people who have had extreme examples of psoriasis.
Yes.
And it seems to me, I know magnesium, I believe magnesium replenishment would be very helpful in that respect, but I also believe that clay in particular, in my experience with it, is that no matter what you put it on, you could put it on an open wound, and it won't hurt.
Yes. In fact, it takes pain away.
Mm-hmm.
My grandson was running through the house. He tripped and fell and hit the corner of the kitchen cabinet. And the scream came out, and I'm watching a goose egg pop out on his head. And it's already turning blue. And I grab the clay, and I smother this knot in clay.
Mm-hmm.
And he is crying as hard as I've ever heard a child cry. Within 30 seconds, he stopped crying. Not only did he stop crying, he jumped down and went back to playing with the little boys. Now, I would have thought if I hit my foot with a bounce on the ground, my head would drop.
Uh-huh.
Not up there. It was like it was gone. He was back playing. I've seen cases like that time and time again. It's a natural analgesic. There was a lady at the house that had a cracked wisdom tooth. Naturally, it was on Sunday. Mm-hmm. She was in severe pain. She said that shooting fire of pain went from below her jaw to the top of her head. We took some clay. She took some, scooped some on her finger, the hydrated, and just put it on her tooth.
Mm-hmm.
Within a minute, the pain was gone.
Wow.
Now, she still needed to go see the dentist and get her problem cured, but it was a temporary relief from the pain.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with the burn. You burn yourself on the stove, you know how a burn just hits those nerve endings and it just hurts for the longest. You just slap clay on there thickly, and again, within 20 to 30 seconds, the pain is gone. And you keep clay on it, and the next day, you can't find the burn mark. If you get it on there instantly, there will be no spot there.
Mm.
At night, usually when you wash it off, if you run your hand under hot water doing dishes like women do, I'll feel a little tenderness in that area. I put a little bit more clay on it, and the next day it's just gone, like it never happened.
Wow. So, mosquito bites, gosh.
Oh. Well, how about scorpion bites and wasp bites?
So you're saying this is effective as a way of handling those types of things?
Any kind of insect bite. The reason being is it draws the poison out. It's drawing the toxin out.
Mm-hmm.
An insect is injecting you with a poison for whatever reasons their little beings do that, they do.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this poison is seeping into your skin. That's why it swells. It's moving up the area that it bit. It gets red around it. You put clay on there. I got bit on my cuticle by a red wasp. By the time I got from the back fence to the house, it was swelling.
Mm.
I submerged my finger in clay. I took a big glob and wrapped on it and wrapped a paper towel around it, and I could feel a light throbbing pulsation in my finger. It was just sucking the poison out.
Mm-hmm.
It never went up. Normally, when I get bit like that, it goes up my finger, and the whole back of my hand swells and itches for 3 days. Totally eliminated it. I kept the clay on there all day. It didn't happen. Broken toes, you ever kick your toe and that little toe and it just swells up and turns black and blue?
Mm.
It's painful forever. We were at a trade show with clay. I kicked my suitcase during the night. I didn't want to turn the light on or anything. I just went to bed. I thought, oh, it'll go away. It'll quit hurting you. In the morning I got up and it was black and blue and purple and hurting and swollen. So I wore sandals, and I slapped clay on it. Anytime it started hurting during the day, I'd put a little more clay on. It never swelled. At the end of 3 days, I don't know what happened to it, but all that black and blue between my toes was gone.
Jeez. Yeah.
Just gone. I don't know where it went. I don't know how the clay does that. Sometimes that happens. Sometimes it doesn't. It's just amazing. But it took the pain away. I could walk. It was great.
There are millions of people who are, and I'll have to say myself included, that I'm working on, but that find that maybe a number of their on their feet and their toes that would have fungus under a nail.
Oh, yeah, I had that. I had toenail fungus.
Mm-hmm.
And this was when I was first learning about clay, and I was the original Doubting Thomas.
Okay.
And I packed a little clay on my toe, and I sat out in my yard in the lounge chair and propped my feet up, and I could feel a light pulsating,
mm-hmm.
just this little gentle pulsating. And I thought, well, that's pretty cool. And I left it on there 15 minutes, washed it off. And I did it about 3 times a week for a while, and I kept looking down, and I could still see this kind of empty pocket. The pocket had gone back about a third of the way on my nail. And I thought, well, I can't tell that it's doing any good, so I quit using it.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, I realize that pocket is growing out. Duh.
Oh.
Yeah, I had to get out of the pocket. It wasn't going to go away. I mean, there was nothing under there. It was kind of hollow. So it had to grow out, and growing in behind it, under my nail bed, was this good pink coloring to my skin under the toenail. It wasn't the heavy, thick, white, chalky toenail like once the infection gets under there. So I gave up on it, didn't use it but a couple of weeks, thought it wasn't working, and it keeps on working. I've seen that time and again. You start using the clay, and then you quit using it, and it has a lingering effect. It keeps working.
Well, of course, you know, we have come to expect the instant results, because we, you know, we're looking to pop a pill and have a pain go away or this or that, but if it doesn't happen instantly, we're quick to doubt it. So
So I
understand what you're saying.
Now, clay is very subtle and gentle. You can take it for food poisoning. If you've got food poisoning, you drink yourself a couple of ounces of clay. If you get sick and you get the diarrhea and the vomiting again, you just sip it until you can keep it down. And I had it the other day, and I got up and I had the diarrhea, and I didn't know which end it was going to come out of, excuse me. But you get that nauseous feeling and then the diarrhea. So every time I'd go to the bathroom, I'd go back and I'd sip a little clay and a little water. And it took me three times to stop. I mean, within 30 minutes, I had it under control.
Well, this is a good place to also, let's take it to the other end, so to speak, in the sense, in its impact on the bowels, because I have witnessed where it's like you're expelling rocks, so to speak. What's that all about?
Yeah. Well, clay in and of itself will not cause constipation, but it helps balance your system so the system can flow. But what it does, and I had a lady that was having a colon x-ray, and her friend told her about clay, and she started drinking it 3 days before she went in for the x-ray. And after the x-ray, the technician looking at it said, "Have you been drinking Pepto-Bismol?" She said, "No, why?" He said, "Well, something is coating the lining of your lower colon, and whatever it is, it's working, keep it up." And she had been drinking clay.
Ah.
I told her, "Well, I've been drinking clay." And the lady said, "Well, I've heard about that, keep it up, it's working." And what clay does to your digestive tract, it's very healing to any kind of stomach disorders, ulcers, any kind of, you know, problems in the digestive tract. Because clay heals whatever it gets on in half the time. So it's good on hemorrhoids. You can make a clay suppository, or you can just use some of the hydrated clay, and it takes that itching away. It reduces the swelling. But what it does is, in your lower colon, you've got 10 to 15 pounds of dried fecal matter lodged up in the crevices of your colon. It's just hung up in there. It's breeding grounds for disease. That's where the parasites hang out. And it clogs you up to where you can't absorb your vitamins and the minerals and the nutrition from the food you eat. So we keep taking more vitamins trying to get the same results. The clay pulls that loose. It just, in her case, it just cleansed her lower colon, and it coated that colon wall, and it pulled out that gunk, and it throws it into the digestive tract, and we expel it. So that's why drinking a little clay every day is another good thing for maintenance. Keeps that buildup from happening and that opportunity for disease to take place. I do want to say that many of your problems begin in the digestive tract, particularly with skin. You're talking about skin and eczema. It's very difficult to restore poor skin without first correcting the digestion. And when you correct the digestive system, very often it results in fantastic skin. People tell me after taking clay, their skin tone, the quality, the color, they lose those. I had a lot of women that had these liver spots go away. I look like I have a very light golden tan, and I'm rarely out in the sun. And I believe it's from drinking the clay. Your circulation improves, everything does. But it begins in the digestive system. If your face is breaking out, you have a lot of acne, you're over-acidic, and you have a lot of oils in your system.
You mean you don't need Clearasil?
No. Clay will do it. I'm telling you, a clay facial is wonderful for opening those pores and pulling the excess oils and the dirt and the blackhead and the impurities out. Mm-hmm. But drinking the clay is even better. I can affect the bad case of acne just by getting someone to drink the liquid clay.
Let's talk about some of the, you know, the big diseases and conditions and stuff. And in what ways might clay be helpful for someone? Let's start with diabetes or neuropathy.
Now, I don't have that problem, but I've had several people with borderline diabetics,
mm-hmm.
The type 2 diabetics,
mm-hmm.
and they say after drinking the clay, their blood sugar has dropped. They've gotten off their medication. And I had a gentleman the other day that called me, and he was so excited because he had been on the clay for 3 days, and he had this neuropathy, and his foot was numb from his toes to his heel. And he just didn't have any feeling sensation there. And he started just drinking the clay. And after 1 day, he noticed a little feeling begin in his heel. And by the third day, over half of the feeling in the back part of his foot, he was coming up to the pad of the ball of his foot, had restored itself.
Jeez.
Just from drinking clay. And again, I can't tell you how that happened. But it does. It
mm-hmm.
just helps the body overall restore itself. There are so many things that I don't understand about the chemistry and the scientific ways that clay works. But I do know that I understand that it works. And what I also know is that it's very safe and there are no side effects.
Well, you know, those are some very, very important points of all of that. I mean, how accustomed have we become to all of the various disclaimers and small print talk about, well, this particular drug or that particular drug, and then you start hearing, well, but if you got this, you got that, you know, we'll have a whole list of those things as the side effects. And when someone has to explain all of those, it means there's a huge risk involved in taking it.
And getting well. I mean, you may kill off or damage an organ in your body in trying to cure one thing. And the clay is very safe. It's very gentle. And this is why the FDA has given it an FDA GROS, generally recognized as safe. Now, you can't patent a clay, so the pharmaceutical companies aren't interested. And you can't make clay in a laboratory. This is a gift from Mother Earth. It's a gift from God.
Mm-hmm.
It took 42 million years, according to the geologist, to make this clay bed. So it's not something that can be replicated by a pharmaceutical company so they can make money. Now, this brings up the FDA approval. As far as the FDA goes, if you get clay, what you do with it is up to you.
Mm-hmm.
A seller of clay, until they've had it cleansed or processed to meet FDA standards, cannot recommend a clay for an internal use.
Mm-hmm.
However, once they clean it, they dilute the effectiveness of it. They take out what makes clay clay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I had one study, a scientist, a lab was testing several clays, and there was a processed clay, and after the first preliminary test, when he came back to the FDA-approved clay, he told the people, he said, I wouldn't waste my money testing this any further. It's just glorified mud.
Oh, my goodness.
As far as propensity and drawing and strength and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to find a clay company selling clay that may not advertise it and say you can take it internally. And if they are saying that, if you read down, you'll see on there, this is not approved by the FDA. They're actually out of compliance with the FDA. But there are some informational sites, and one of those is the www.aboutclay.com.
Okay.
It doesn't sell a clay. There's plenty of testimonials about living clay on that site. And it's a very good site to go to find frequently asked questions. One of the frequently asked questions is, so if clay pulls bacteria out, is it going to consume the good bacteria?
Right.
It's going to leach out all the minerals from my body.
Right.
And the answer is a good bentonite will not leach out the minerals from the body itself, provided the amount consumed is less than 25% of your total diet.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Now, you're going to have to take a whole lot of clay to get over 25% of your total diet.
I would think so.
So, yes, it's very safe. Mm-hmm. And I do know people who have drank as much as a quart of clay water a day. There was one gentleman who had a rash all over his body. He had been seeking medical help for over a year. He had tried every cream, lotion, ointment, and the doctors finally gave up. He heard about clay. He started drinking it. He could see some improvements. He studied on it. He started taking, not clay baths, he took mud baths. He just lathered up head to toe, and within about 3 months, he cured the rash all over his body.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, another quality of clay, there's so much it does that I hope I'm not skipping around too much and losing people mm-hmm. in these stories, but there's just so much that it can do. In pulling circulation to an area, I have seen 3 cases where doctors wanted to amputate on people. One was an elderly lady in a rest home, 300 pounds, diabetic. She had very swollen, poor circulation, the neuropathy we were talking about in her feet and legs. She'd been in the hospital for 3 weeks. They'd been treating her, trying to heal sores on her leg. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't heal, and the doctors wanted to amputate. She had a friend that told her about clay. She came home. She got clay, and she had the wherewithal to mix it with olive oil so it wouldn't be so drying, because an old person's skin is very tight. Like they're usually swollen, and the skin is thin, and so, you know, if you put clay on a dry wound, when it dries, it's going to pull, and it might kind of scab and bleed. Mm-hmm. So in those cases, you want to keep wet clay on there. So she mixed extra virgin olive oil with it so it would be more moist and put it on there. And she said within a week and a half, those sores had healed, and her doctors were just amazed. And she had everybody in that rest home using that clay. Mm. And for arthritis, putting clay on your hands and wrapping it up, this is what it does, is it pulls the blood and the oxygen there. That'll help take the inflammation out, get the circulation going, and it takes the pain away. We have lots of people with arthritis. You can make a poultice, just plaster it around your knee real thick, take some saran wrap it around those so you don't get it all over everything, then throw some towels in the dryer and take a warm towel and wrap it around the area. Leave it on there 30 minutes.
The big C's, different types of cancer, what's been your experience in that area at all?
Sometimes it works, mm-hmm. sometimes it doesn't. It won't hurt to try. There have been cases of tumors that have disappeared and just gone away using heavy clay poultices and drinking the clay. And, you know, it varies, just like your body system, how far advanced it is, things like this. Now, there was a doctor who knew about clay, and he had a mole on his back that he knew was cancerous, and he didn't want to cut it out or have it cut out. So he treated himself with a clay poultice. And he would put a thick hydrated clay, the pasty clay, on a Band-Aid and put it over that area. And he photographed it and documented it. And when he took it off, there would be a concentric circle around where the mole was, just a little circle in the clay. It's like from the heat, an endothermic reaction. Mm-hmm. And at first, all you saw was this little brown mole. And then you saw the area around it getting very red. It was pulling, the cancer had spread out into the system, but you couldn't see it until you put the clay on it, and it was drawing it back into the mole area. So now you had a very large circle around the mole, and he kept keeping the clay poultices on there. He would take them out, take a picture of the area, take a picture of all this. And all this is on a website called Beruli Busters, mm-hmm. www.beruli, busters.com. Mm-hmm. And in the sidebar, it says other links. You click on other links, and you go down to skin cancer treated with clay. And he's documented this. Now, he used a black salve over the mole once it started pulling everything to the area to break open the area to let what was in there out. And I believe black salve is outlawed in America. I think he got it from Canada, and knowing what he did and being a medical doctor, he did it anyway. And it opened a hole, and there was like this black mushroom came out through that hole. And he kept treating it with clay, and at this point in time, he was using silver with it, the colloidal silver with it,
mm-hmm.
with the clay. And it pulled this out, and it came off, and then he had a circle, about a half dollar size or a little less, where it had been. That was just left on his back, and he kept putting just the straight clay on that until it healed and closed over.
Wow.
But he literally pulled a cancer out through the skin.
Gee, that's really amazing. Stroke. You've heard any areas of where it might be helpful for someone with stroke?
You know, they can't tell you anything, so just to balance the body, to help the body, and stroke victims... Oftentimes, if they're paralyzed, like in one hand, the atrophy from not using that hand and the muscles, it will drop and their hands will just become knotted.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they've lost use in one limb and this hand, they wake up and it's very, very painful because they can't open their hand. And putting clay on that and putting a glove on at night gives them just a little bit of movement, a little bit less pain. And that's, you know, in if you can get some in them, put it in their juice, their drink, let them drink a little bit of it. It's just going to keep their digestive skin process flowing and help maintain a good immunosystem while they are down and inactive. So from that standpoint, that would be my best guess, as I haven't had too many stories on that.
With what I've come to understand about... clay, as well as in this case a magnesium oil, which the intake can occur through the skin, it seems to me a wonderful combination, because the magnesium and the other spectrum of trace minerals contained in the oil are, one, they're needed by the body because they're essentially food for the body. The fact that that can be drawn in and the clay can be pulling the aliens out is really, I think that's just a wonderful combination.
It's a good team. Talk about teamwork.
Yes, yes.
That's what you're talking about. And many people notice that they believe that they have more energy, and their vitamin and mineral, they believe it's increased their vitamins and minerals and their nutrition from taking the clay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not so sure that's the case, or I believe that it's just cleansed the lower colon so.
Yes.
That they're getting more of the value from the foods they eat and the vitamins they take, where before, half that hadn't been getting through.
Because
they will report instantly more energy, their skin quality improves. People become clay disciples.
Mm-hmm.
They love what it does for them, and they want to tell everybody about it. And they just go out and spread the news of clay. And I had a gentleman call me and order some clay, and he said, this guy came up to me in the grocery store and said, look at my skin. Can you believe how good it is? I've only been taking clay for 3 days, and I can tell my skin, just the tone of it looks so good, and it was been rough and coarse, and it's just, he was just beside himself. And he had talked this man into calling and ordering clay. I mean, he said he was a perfect stranger, but he was so excited about it, couldn't help it.
Wow. Well, one of the things about the pH levels, the high pH levels of the calcium bentonite clay, in your book you mention that cancer cells, they go dormant at a pH value, as I recall, of 7.4.
Yes.
And at 8.5, they are history.
Yes. I've read that in several different articles about that. Cancer breeds and thrives in an acidic condition.
Yes.
So when you raise that to an alkaline condition, it cannot exist.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes. Now, sometimes the cancers and tumors are lodged in a place where it's hard to get the clay through to them to be as effective. Now, another thing you can do, I had a lady the other day with this horribly inflamed, infected virus in her sinuses, and I asked her if she had a vaporizer, and she said, yes, I do. And I said, you get some of that clay water, let it sit, and pour some of the top off and pour it into the vaporizer with your water and breathe the steam. You know, put it on your face and breathe it in like you with the vaporizer. And I have done that before. I've had sinus headache and all stopped up, and I just put some in a pan, and I would work better if you have a glass pan. You know, what we haven't mentioned is that clay binds with metal, so you want to use it in porcelain or glass or plastic, a good food-grade plastic. You don't want to put it around metal. It will, if you leave a spoon in clay for a couple of days, you can pull it out and it's going to be rusty.
A metal spoon, uh-huh.
Yes, a mm-hmm. metal spoon. Mm-hmm. So you want to use plastic, wood, glass, enamel, something of that nature that's not metal. But I just bought some. You want to bring it lightly to a boil. You don't want to just do it a rolling boil, but just give it a little steam. And then I got a towel and held over the pan, and don't set yourself on fire. You've got to be careful. But I breathed those vapors in, and I got almost instant relief. It's just amazing. Mm. Had a cough one night and could not find my cough drops, and it was that dry, tickly cough. I got up, and I just went in. I got some clay, and I started, because my throat was trying to get a little sore, I put it sort of under my jaw where those glands are behind your ear and down your neck, and I just spread a thin coating of clay on my neck and down on my chest in the bronchial area. Let it dry, went back to sleep, and didn't cough another time.
Oh, man.
For your teeth, brushing your teeth with it. If you have a mouth ulcer, if you have gingivitis, bad gums, they're receding, you get bacteria down in your gums, you know, from the food. A lot of times food gets lodged in there, and then it gets inflamed, and it pulls your gums away, and your gums begin to recede. You can take some powdered clay in the back of your toothbrush and just sprinkle it in between your gums and let that dry clay adhere and just sleep with it in there all night. And do that. I had a friend who was facing pyorrhea surgery,
mm-hmm.
and she got on the clay, and we started doing that with her on Monday, and she was due for the surgery on Friday, and she went back, and the doctor said, I don't know what you're doing, but keep it up. Because something's working, we're not going to do the surgery yet. And that was over 5 years ago, and she hadn't had surgery yet. So it's things like that that make me a believer in this clay. I put a little on top of my toothpaste so my toothpaste will taste better, and I brush my teeth with it.
Wow. I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah, and when I drink the clay, I often take a mouthful, and I swish it around in my mouth
mm-hmm.
before I swallow it. So it can get down in the crevices and get the bacteria out, the bad bacteria out. It just seems to know what's the good and bad. And Adam, when you put it on a cut or an open wound,
mm-hmm.
and you put it on, it will start the healing process. Your wound will heal twice as fast. You'll be amazed at how fast it heals.
Mm-hmm.
Anything from a paper cut to a cut to the bone. And when you go to wash it off, oftentimes, even with a facial, you'll find there are pieces of clay that don't want to let go. And that's because it still has that ionic charge, that electronic charge, still on it. And it's not full yet. When it gets full, it will let go.
Wow.
It's still working, and it's not ready to let go because it's still working. I get that when I put it on my face, and around your nose, you have those little oil glands. And I'll put clay on my face, do my morning facial, and then I'll get in the shower, and I'll wash off and get a wash rag and wash my face real good. Very diligent about getting in that little area by my nose. Get out, and there's still clay there. And I've scrubbed it. And I just really have to take a wash rag and get it off there. But it's still working. It hasn't finished. So.
Very, very intelligent, resilient, mm-hmm. and effective.
And any kind of skin rash or irritation. Now, the only side effect you might get with clay is if you're highly toxic. We have a lot of people who take this clay that have metal toxicity and metal poisoning.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're highly toxic, the clay tries to pull the toxins out so fast that it might cause, if you're prone to rashes, some rashes because it's trying to get out of the body.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the doctor had to help and make that opening so the poison could get out. So you might break out in a rash. Well, put the clay on the rash because it'll take the itch and the irritation of the rash away, and it will help get it out. Another thing is you might have a tendency in the first two or three days to get some headaches because you're trying to detox so fast. So, you know, you can always back off a little bit and take a little bit less, do it a little bit slower, and then maintain it a little bit longer because basically it's trying to come out. I had a gentleman that had a bone infection in the bottom of his foot. He had been to the doctors for 6 months. They wanted to amputate. He sent me a picture of his foot that didn't even look like a foot. It was just this red nub. You could hardly make out the toes. He started fixing like a little mud mixture of clay, and he would soak his foot in a plastic tub, and then at night he would wrap cabbage around it and put a sock on the cabbage to hold the clay on there and, you know, keep it moist, mm-hmm. cabbage leaves. And it actually made another. He had a drain hole in his foot, the doctors would think, just for the drainage. The clay made another hole in and of itself, but when he first started using it, he broke out, and he was taking some clay capsules, and he broke out in a rash around his ankles that really itched. And I consulted with another clay expert I know, and he said, what it's showing is the poison has spread up in his body, mm-hmm. and it's pulling it back down toward the foot, towards the area that you're soaking in the clay, and it just can't get out fast enough, so it's breaking out in this rash. So you want to stick with it during something like that. Like I said, you can back off a little bit, but stay with it because it's trying to get it out. Mm-hmm. And it literally made another drain hole. That took him a year of treating his foot, but today he's got his foot, and he's very happy.
Wow.
Happy camper. I've seen numerous cases, like I said, when doctors wanted to amputate, that the clay saved it. Another one was a little boy that crushed his finger under a boulder, and they brought him to us. The doctors wanted to amputate, said, we'll give you till Friday, and this was on Tuesday that they brought him to us. And we pull that little bandage down, and here was this little black, bloody, stitched-up finger. And we just globbed clay on it, wrapped the bandage back around it, and told him to keep wet clay on there 3 times a day, and we hoped he felt his heartbeat in his finger. Mm-hmm. And when he went back to the doctor on Friday, they didn't have to amputate.
Oh, man.
It had pulled the circulation back, the black finger. It had gotten the blood and the oxygen back in the finger.
Yeah, some of the things that are so really, it's gratifying when you see that this is actually nature working.
Yeah.
And understanding. I mean, who hasn't been amazed at simply how our skin reforms itself and heals, you know, if we inadvertently cut ourselves? So Perry, tell me then, let's say I'm already on medication, or I'm under a doctor's care. How will or will taking clay impact this, and if so, how?
Well, we don't really know, but just to be on the safe side, what we say is either check with your pharmacy to find out if there's anything that clay would conflict with. Generally, the best thing to do as a rule of thumb is to wait 3 or 4 hours after you take your meds, give them time to absorb so the clay won't maybe possibly weaken them. You know, if you're taking something like digitalis that has metals in it, there might be a conflict. So find out what the absorption time is from your pharmacy, and then just wait that long before you take your clay. And you can take the clay any time. A lot of people prefer taking it early morning and late at night on an empty stomach, but really it doesn't matter. The clay is going to work no matter when you take it, if you've just eaten, if you haven't eaten.
This is Adam Abraham, and we are here with Perry A., author of Living Clay. Perry, this has been an enlightening conversation. There is such a concern these days about the rapid increase in autism, and I understand that there are some very promising possibilities that are also representative in this thing we call clay.
Right. As you know, a lot of the autism studies are leading or pointing to high amounts of metals in the system. They check these kids' blood, and it comes out that they're very high in mercury and lead and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. we have two groups that treat children with autism that use this particular clay, and they use it for the clay baths. Now, they also do high dosages of vitamins and vitamin C and supplements, and then they do a correct eating. You know, they have them on a regular diet without glutens and a very specific healthy diet.
Mm-hmm.
But they highly recommend clay baths, and they recommend 10 clay baths, giving it a 5-week period. So it would be 2 baths a week, using 2 cups of the powdered clay per bath. And they have done tests, the Melissa test and the hair test, to gauge that the metals are coming out of the body and are less potent after these clay baths. And I've talked to several of the mothers, and they have told me that their children are calmer after taking the clay baths. And they appear more coherent, and they can communicate with them better. As you know, some of the children with advanced degrees of autism just don't like to contact or get that closeness or that bond with people.
Mm-hmm.
They're very withdrawn and into themselves. So I've gotten lots of conversations with the mothers, and again, there has been no study on this. But I do have these two groups that really believe in using it. Now, I believe in taking some of the clay internally would also help, because it's going to bring about that balance we talked about, and it's going to support the immune system. And in most cases, when you're high in metals, metals are stored in the body. When the kidney and liver can't excrete them quick enough, they're stored in the muscle tissues of the body, and it's very hard to get them out once they're lodged in there, particularly mercury. It's a long time process for getting rid of it. And this is where clay is very valuable, in that it draws it out. It draws it to itself. So when it does take it out, it's not floating around where it can come back in. And, you know, we're talking in this new age, too, about radiation and the threats of dirty bombs, which won't kill you unless you're in a very close radius, but they're going to get enough radiation on you and radiation can be a silent killer.
Yes.
Like cancer, it can grow it. You don't realize you've been overexposed, and then finally certain body organs start to fail.
Mm-hmm.
They don't last as long. And clay is known to draw radiation out. And if you read the book and what the government has on the websites on what to do in case of a dirty bomb or exposure to radiation, they tell you go put your clothes in a plastic bag and take a soap and water bath.
Yeah.
I want a little bit more than that.
I think so.
Yeah, I'm going to put yourself in the clothes, your house, and don't breathe outside air and a few things like that. But if I know that clay is going to draw it out, and I've been outside and I've gotten some on my skin and it's already gotten into my system, even though I can't feel the results yet, I haven't had a high enough exposure to it that I've gotten radiation sickness or the advanced stages of over 400 REMs of radiation.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get some clay on me real quick, and I want to wash my clothes with it. I want to dust my yard with it. I want to dust my pets with it. It's just something everybody needs to have around.
Mm-hmm.
Get a couple of 5-gallon jugs of water and get you a 20 or 50 pound tub of clay and keep it in an emergency clay closet. Now, another thing I want to say about storing clay, be careful where you store it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't store it in the garage next to gasoline.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Clay is very absorbent. There was one man that stored his clay, and I think he had it in some kind of a plastic bag next to a can of gasoline, and he didn't notice it until he went to mix it with water. You don't smell it till you mix it. And it smelled like gasoline.
Oh.
So he had contaminated his clay. It had drawn this.
Mm-hmm.
But it's great to put in your refrigerator to take out odors. And pets that itch and scratch a lot, a clay bath for your dog or your cat, give them clay. They will have more energy. It will warm them. It won't work on the heartworms, but it'll work on the intestinal worms.
You know, I can sit and picture the listeners hearing these things and just going through, geez. You know, and this is again, it's Mother Nature. In a way of speaking. Mm-hmm.
Excuse The title of the book, Living Kay, Nature's Own Miracle Cure, has over 101 ailments that have been treated with calcium bentonite clay.
Mm-hmm.
And it's mind-boggling that one simple God-given Mother Earth substance can be effective in so many areas.
Yes, I agree. Totally.
I learn about it from people who've taken clay that call me to say, oh, boy, I took some clay and this is what it did for me. And I go, wow, I didn't know it would do that. So there's not a whole lot of scientific study on it. And like I said, what I do know, it's not going to hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing I do know is that it can't do anything but help you.
When I grew up, my mother's response was, get the castor oil out, you know.
Oh, I remember that.
You know, so I want everyone to know, this is not like that at all. Nowhere near it, okay?
I don't know what there was about that castor oil they thought was going to save our lives.
You know what I think it is? I think it was so nasty, we got ourselves well because we didn't want to have any more of it.
We weren't about to complain. We had to take it.
No. Well, you know, most of us, I mean, we don't tend to know that even as a human being, we have the power to heal ourselves. So, but we can heal ourselves by aversion to something that's even worse than what we're experiencing.
Right. You darn tootin'. I believe that. I'm a thorough believer in that.
But nonetheless, one thing that seems evident to me, and this is merely some metaphysical speculation, but it seems, first of all, that the clay has the property of balancing our bodies. It has a property of being in natural resonance with our bodies. And that which is in natural resonance, in harmonic resonance, helps facilitate balance. And from a balanced perspective, we have the ability to heal as we get balanced and centered on all levels, whether it's mentally, whether it's spiritually, but it certainly also applies to our physical body. There's a whole spectrum of clays, but this particular form of it is in very, very high harmonic resonance with our physical body, and our bodies are responding very, very positively to it.
Yes. You know, when the primary digestive system is in trouble, it is the lymph gland, the lymph system, the skin, and the entire metabolism suffers.
Mm-hmm.
So when you can bring that balance in to your digestive system, then everything else can right itself.
Yes. Naturally.
That's how clay works.
With no downside to it.
Right, and no one ever died from taking clay unless they drowned in a pit of clay. No one had any body organs fail from taking clay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the worst thing you're going to have if you're highly toxic is a rash or a headache for a little while.
Yeah, and then it'll even draw that out.
Yeah, and you know, it does work on migraine headaches, too.
Mm.
There was a gentleman with a severe migraine headache, and he was nauseous and just sick. And the person who taught me about clay, I met he and his wife, and he happened to have some with him. And he said, I want you to take some clay and put it on a cloth and put it on the back of his neck, let him lay down. First, I want you to fix him some liquid clay and let him just sip a little, mm-hmm. at a time. And when he can take a little more, sip a little bit more. And then take a wet wash rag and wet it with clay, saturate it with clay, and wring it out lightly, and lay it over his head and his temples and his face. And what it does, and what happens when you have a headache or a migraine or anything like that, is you tense up for the pain. When you have pain, you resist it. The body resists it. It tightens up. All the blood vessels restrict and constrict and close down.
Mm-hmm.
The blood flow and the oxygen can't get in there. The pain increases.
Mm-hmm.
This is how clay affects that, in that it brings the circulation there, it brings the blood flow, it brings the oxygen in the blood, it opens those vessels up, it dilates them, and things can flow.
Wow.
So.
There we go.
That's another thing. Now, I don't know how it works on shingles, but I know if you have a case of shingles, give you some clay and smother them with clay. Just smother that mother with clay and wrap yourself in some saran wrap and keep it on there. Shingles affects the nerve endings, and that intense pain is from the nerves. being so irritated and exposed, which is the same thing similar to a burn.
Mm-hmm.
And this clay just is a natural analgesic. Now, in Texas, we've got something called fire ants. And it's a little bitty ant, and that little bird can zap you and burn like the dickens for 30 minutes. And they make little pustulates, little sores.
Mm-hmm.
If you get clay on it right away, it takes the fire out of the fire ant bite. And in many cases, the bites never materialize and the little pustulates don't form.
Mm.
One subject we didn't cover was hormones. And women get into their hormonal states. And clay will even balance that out and take those highs and lows in their month out. I've had numerous reports of women that have severe menstrual cramps, not having the cramps once they started taking clay. And they noticed that their PMS cycles were very, very low. So if the men know about this, this clay is going to be all over the planet. I hope we've explained how simple it is, how beautiful it is, and why you won't find it on your pharmaceutical shelves. You know, the FDA is not excited about clay because it's not something the big pharma can use. And that if, again, if you use a clean processed clay, it's going to be okay, but it's just an okay clay. If you want a good clay, the criteria you want to look for is a clean, pure, natural clay. You want to make sure it's from a clean site. You want to find a company that has their analysis sheet and some microbial tests that they'll share their testing with you on their site. If they won't tell you much about their clay, be leery of them, because they're bentonite hills out there. You can just walk up there and scoop it off the hills, but that kind of clay more than likely has got contaminants in it.
Mm-hmm.
You want a clay that's milled to at least a 325 screen mesh. You want a clay that is capable of adsorbing it and absorbing. These are your smectite clays of the calcium bentonite, montmorillonite family.
Mm-hmm.
The green swelling clays are considered your healing clays. Now, when you get a lot of the clays, sometimes they look like they're a grayish white cream color. But when you mix them, they turn to sort of a khaki green. So that's what we mean by green swelling clay.
Okay.
And the swelling is that when you add water to it, it's going to go bigger than the amount of water you put into it. So one of the clays I like is a 3-to-1 ratio. So one part clay to three parts water to make the paste. We call that hydrated clay.
Mm-hmm.
And then for making the liquid, you want to use 1 ounce of clay to every 8 ounces of water. That's a good rule of thumb. You want a clay that has an ionic ratio. I like a 32-to-1 ratio. There's some out there with a 20-to-1. Again, it has less drawing power.
Okay.
You want a clay from a mine that's been protected from the elements. And you want a clay, one of the good, you know, criteria you can always tell when you get it mixed up, taste it.
Mm-hmm.
Stick your finger in the powder and taste it. If it tastes a little salty, okay, that's a little something, you know. Mix it up and taste it. Smell it. Should have no smell to it. And if you stick your finger on there and touch your tongue, it just basically has no taste. So it'll leave a little bit of a chalky feel in your mouth. You've been taking clay anyway. If you drank chocolate milk and took any of the antacids, they all have clay in them. Remember, clay is a natural chelator and a natural detoxer, and it pulls through the skin and through the digestive tract. The book Living Clay, you can find it at www.livingclaybook.com.
Okay.
And that will lead you probably to another site where you can buy that, and you can buy some other things as well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't prescribe treatment. I do share information about clay.
Well, Carrie, thank you very much.
Thank you, Adam. It's been wonderful being with you. I appreciate the opportunity.